think we match that?
Is there a good story that comes with the tie? Is it from a very
interesting... maple tree. You know, we were supposed to bring in animals today.
I'm a chickadee.
That's all I can come up with.
There's a grouse hanging behind there someplace.
Wait, now you have theme dressing in the set?
Mimoa started that.
He says, and they'll say something like,
aqua,
all about purple rain.
Yeah.
And everybody will wear purple.
I totally missed it yesterday. So.
Okay. We're going to call this meeting to order. And I think we know each other. But if you would like to introduce yourself so that we know what members are here today, that would be great.
You start.
Patricia Torres-Ray, and the Senate, and I am the author of this Senate file.
1009,
sorry.
Linda Higgins, Chair of Public Safety Budget Division for Minneapolis.
Billy Nicholson from District 11. I'm on this committee.
Representative Melissa Hortman from...
Representative Steve Smith, Mom.
Thank you.
And for sure, I remember to be.
Representative John Lush from St. Paul may or may not join us.
There he is.
You've been introduced.
Just on time. Hello. Representative Lush, we were just going around introducing ourselves.
No one brought me a name.
We only knew where the Senate. Plates were, so we didn't get the house. Members, as you probably know, we've talked about this bill. I had an opportunity to talk to Senator Ingebrigtsen about this bill last night. This language that we have in front of us, which the revisor's office already prepared a conference committee to page for signatures so that we can expedite the process, is basically a bill that was agreed upon by House and Senate. I'm going to pass it around because I really think I should. My apologies for not having more copies. You know, I do need a copy to see. So this is a prostitution bill. It passed both houses with bipartisan support. However, Judiciary recommended that we clarify the provision about public place. And so that's what you see in front of you. And then the Senate adopted some language in the second page to make sure that the information about people who engage in prostitution and for whom we have the record is available to police officers. And then for the second infraction, it becomes public data. And this is really to facilitate the process of accessing information for law enforcement officers because they are not able to access this information when they are driving, when they are in their cars. So this is available to law enforcement officers. But the intent here is that it will be available to them while they are driving, so while they are in their cars. So. I think that's all there is. And if you have questions, you know, we have, this is a bill that was proposed by the city of Minneapolis. It has been well received by most people in the state, but we have staff here from the city of Minneapolis in case you have any questions.
Madam Chair, I think it's a great conference committee report, and I look forward to a vote and planning.
Thank you.
So that's a motion to accept the.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we so moved.
I guess we should be getting bad signature.
Thank you. So we're gonna sign it and just send it back to the members. All of those in favor of Representative Foreman's motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion is adopted. Thank you, members, and we now adjourn.
Thank you.
Thanks.